U.S. troops are reducing their presence in Fallujah, west of Baghdad. The action follows a protest by Iraqi police in the town yesterday. The policemen claim that the U.S. presence at their station was putting local officers at risk. NPR's Kate Seeley visited Fallujah, and she filed this report.
American soldiers erected barricades around the Fallujah police station today. The security measure follows grenade attacks late Wednesday on both the police station and the nearby mayor's office, where U.S. troops were posted. The attacks caused no damage, but alarmed U.S.-trained Iraqi policemen. On Thursday, they held a peaceful demonstration in front of the mayor's office, demanding that U.S. troops stop using their station as a base. 23-year-old Omar Abdullah was among the protesters. "We're threatened. Maybe we'll be killed because people are attacking the Americans and we're working with them," he says. U.S. troops have come under repeated attack in this conservative Sunni Muslim town, considered a stronghold of Saddam Hussein loyalists. And Fallujah police officers say they have good reason to fear being too closely associated with the Americans. In yesterday's protest, several dozen policemen threatened to quit their posts within 48 hours if U.S. troops didn't withdraw. Officer Nasser Hadi: "It was wrong that they were sleeping here and staying here. This is not a military base," he says. Today, Fallujah police said there was a much smaller U.S. presence at their station than usual. And Captain Joe Hissom, an American MP who works closely with the Fallujah police, said the military is considering a permanent reduction of U.S. forces at the station.
"I got to sit down with the chief of police and we're going to talk about readjusting the patrol plan. And probably going to back off a little bit and give them more of an opportunity to take over the patrols in Fallujah."
Many Fallujah police officers say they're concerned not only about security, but also about the issue of authority. Policeman Hikmet Obaid complained that U.S. forces have given Fallujah police very little responsibility, making them look like American puppets as well as ineffectual. "Now people will respect us again," he says. "We can win back the town's trust." Obaid says Iraqi police can do a much better job of patrolling than the Americans. U.S. Army patrols, he said, are often aggressive and culturally insensitive, angering many of the town's residents. Asad Jamal, another policeman trained and outfitted by the U.S., says he won't be content until U.S. forces leave his town. "This gun will not satisfy me, and this uniform will not satisfy me as long as they insist on staying here," says Jamal. An American MP who refused to speak on the record said the sooner the Americans hand over authority to the Fallujah police, the better. He said he thought they could handle it, and he added it would help reduce attacks against Americans. Kate Seeley, NPR News.